937.
Take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Big news about the 3D printed gun that has been kind of all over the news as of late. The guy who created it has been targeted by the feds. Johnson's got that story. We will share it with you here in moments, but we're going to the phones first. And to your calls and thoughts, we go to the pizza guy in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pizza Guy.
How's it going? I got some kind of an update about the cat house and an old situation that I just realized. Wanted to talk maybe in depth. I know you guys. Sure.
So you said the cat house. That could mean a couple different things. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that to our listeners briefly, kind of recap what you're talking about there?
Yeah, well, you know, about 2 years ago, I was an up-and-coming marketing executive, freshly married, and I said, well, I'm going to go buy a house. So I went out, I bought myself a house, and, you know, it was a decent house in a decent neighborhood, pretty good price. I bought this in March, and then May, June starts to roll around. I start talking to my neighbors, and they say, oh, you bought the cat house. And what I learned was that undisclosed to me at the purchase of the house, in fact, covered up, one could call it fraud, was that there had at one time been 67 cats in this 1,200-square-foot house.
That's a lot of cats.
That's 2 square feet per cat. I think a cat itself is about 1 whole square foot. So, yeah, when we ripped open the side dormers, I believe they're called dormers, actually, on the sides, kind of attic space, got back there, that's where they loved to be, and there were piles of cat feed. And so, basically, at that time, you know, everybody says, well, you should have returned the house, but it's not like going to Walmart. Yeah, this didn't fit. You know, I probably could have gotten a judgment in my favor, but the old couple who committed the fraud against me did so to pay for medical bills and were already dead and or spent the money. So
right.
I spent the last 2 years reclaiming my good name rather than walking away. What I should have done is just walked away, right? But hindsight 2020, I had family back then who assured me, oh, remodeling jobs are easy. Who, you know, slowly but surely disappeared on me over time, leaving me and my wife alone with the house. Anyway.
You can really count on family sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you know, and so I didn't want to talk about that, but I do have an update on that. I wanted to talk about something that had happened.
Go to the update. I want to hear the update.
Okay. Well, there was a government program called Housing Rehab. It's done by the federal government where they will loan me up to $25,000. I have to use their government friends in order to finish it, and I am so far leveraged on every single angle that it's the only option I have. So it's a way overpriced way their friends, you know, make boo-boo buck, but I don't pay any interest on it. And after the fourth year, it disappears 10% and then 15% after that. So it works, but of course I wanted to.
Is it a loan or is it some kind of welfare?
It's a welfare loan, as these things are.
Okay. Try to explain to me again.
Yeah. So they're going to loan me $25,000. If I sell the house tomorrow, then I have to pay back that $25,000. If I stay in Fargo, at the end of the fourth year, 10% disappears. At the end of the fifth year, another 15, and then 15 after that until at the end of the 10th year, it's 100% gone.
Okay.
So it's a... it's subsidized, yeah.
It's a loan system to keep you in one place, or at least your claimed residence in one place.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, I plan on obviously not this pork fest because I'm still dealing with the whole thing. But, no, I hope to be up to and maybe even start doing business once I'm free to do that in New Hampshire. And, I'm a big Free State Project fan. I love you guys, and I love what's happening.
What, you know, looking at this, I know you're calling for a different reason, but looking at this issue and the fact that, you know, as a liberty-oriented person, it can be tough to decide to take a welfare program. I don't think it's the wrong thing necessarily because you've paid a buttload of money into the system, so why not get some of it back?
Or even if you haven't, the fact is that they're handing out this money. That's just that.
So, but what would you look at as far as what market mechanisms were missing that could possibly have, you know, if this government program didn't exist, what should the market have, like home buyer's insurance where, you know, you're basically insuring the deal? What do you think could have helped this?
You know, sometimes life is just unfair, and even libertarianism won't fix it. You know,
that's true.
You can't build a government which will stop liars and thieves. And you can fantasize about one, and you can hope that there would even be a market mechanism that would do it, and maybe some kind of insurance would exist, maybe not. Maybe a foolhardy me, I wouldn't have got it. You know, maybe I'm sure there's an insurance out there I could have purchased.
An inspector inspect the home, but he didn't catch this, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's easy to blame the system. I'm happy to do so. Inspectors are just rubber stampers who make sure that the house isn't going to burn down from an electrical problem and that your toilets can flush. That's all inspectors do. That's what they're legally required to do. That's their game. That's why when I went to a lawyer, because I went to a lawyer on this matter, and he suggested I take. I ended up with a settlement on it as well, which was nothing to actually handle the house. Right, he said you can get a judgment, but they're old and they already spent the money, so it'll be a piece of paper. And so, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what these judgments would look like.
And then you're out the lawyer's fees. All right, man, so what were you calling about tonight, besides that?
Well, in my desperate struggle, so that was in, like, March, and then May of 2011, and then I got the settlement in July or June-ish, and we started building the house. Well, the first thing I did, because my wife is Japanese, as you may or may not know, we wanted to install a Japanese-style shower called a fudo onto the second floor, and that involved getting a really deep, wide bathtub, which can't go up the narrow stairs in this old 1920s house. So I removed a window and rented a forklift, a booming forklift, that would push it up there. And, as with most things I do, I bit off more than I could chew. But we got it in there. I figured if I have to rebuild an entire house, I might as well
have
a fudo garden.
That's what I was thinking.
It's my version of the hanging gardens for my wife. You know, if I give her a little touch of home. So
she hasn't left you, so, this...
and she has a cat house that smells like cat pee, so that's a good thing.
Important to show some appreciation.
Doesn't smell like cat pee anymore. Smells great
now.
No,
you took care of it.
Yeah, so anyway, I had rented this product out, and I had returned it to the company.
You mean the forklift?
Yeah, the forklift.
Okay.
You don't buy those things.
And a week later, they give me a phone call, and they say, oh, well, you had it. Afterwards, we found that it was damaged, so you're going to have to pay us $300 extra.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm sorry, no. And then, I said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to pay that. Goodbye. I hang up on them because I didn't damage it, right? And they can't just a week after business is concluded, you can't just call someone up.
I've rented equipment before, usually they give it a look over when you return it.
And when you rent it.
And,
and you agree on what's been there and what's not.
Yeah, and this is a long, winding story, so please let me get all the way through it here.
Right.
There's a lot of details to get to the end here. So I return it. They send me a letter, and it has an invoice, and it's written in their invoice system, like when you rent out the product, and it has a place for me to sign. I never signed it. They're like, you owe this money, and I just stop answering their calls. Eventually, they leave a message on my answering machine with saying, if you don't answer us, we're just going to take the credit card we have on file and just charge that. Which one I should have let them do, because then I could have disputed through my credit card company, which is awesome, by the way, CityCard, I love you. Anyway, that would have been awesome, but instead I called them back, and I was like, I'm not paying this. And so they sent it to collection agency. And the collection agency says, I don't care, you have to pay it, we bought this debt. And that's why I
bought this debt, and you're going to pay.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, I guess kind of part of the reason I thought Let's Call Free Talk Live is, one, I know I'd already told you about my cat house, and two, I know Jason Osborne, an awesome guy, sponsors the show, and I thought maybe you might be familiar with his trade, or maybe he would be hearing the story and might have some information. But,
I'd say both of those.
Is there more to your story?
Yes.
Stand by. We'll bring you back in a moment to finish the telling in just a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You take control if you like. Toll-free number, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. And coming up still, we've got the gun. The 3D printed gun story. There's an outrageous development in the creator's life, the guy who came up with the idea. 855-453 is toll-free. You can also reach us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Plus, you can go to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. The bulletin board system is there. In fact, I posted a message on the BBS, also send it out to our news list. We are now doing a beta test of our new Reddit integration on the website. Now, it's not on the front page of the site, so you have to read the instructions in this email. If you didn't get the email, just go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. It is, I pinned the post to the top, so even though we've been posting things during the show tonight, it should still be there at the top, the instructions on how to use the new beta test of Reddit integration. It's just to basically give you a rundown. Back in the day, this show's been on the air for a decade. So originally, this was kind of this web 1.0 website where, oh, here's profiles of the hosts, and here's news about the show, and here's all the stuff we think is important. Now,
how you listen.
Yeah, and now web 2.0 is more interactive, and web 2.0 is an old concept at this point. But web 2.0 was more interactive than web 1.0. So 2.0 is known for commenting and other ways of interacting with the community online, and social bookmarking became fairly popular in the mid-aughts with sites like Dig, for instance. And now Reddit has become the dominant social bookmarking website out there.
/.represent.
And /.socialbookmarking?
It's still around, yeah.
So Reddit's huge. It's like one of the top 100 sites, top 200 websites in the world, according to Alexa. And so we've been doing this social bookmarking thing. For those that don't know, that's where you submit something to our website, then receives votes. Vote it up, vote it down, whether you like or dislike. And if it's voted up enough, it'll make it to the front page of the site. But the problem was with our site when we launched this version 2.0 of the Free Talk Live site back in 2010, the problem was the software we were using was old already. In 2010, the software we used to implement this idea, which is a good idea, was already 3 years old, and it hadn't been updated since then.
Dig software for Drupal or something called Drig?
Yeah. Right. Somebody had basically aped what Dig was doing, and they called it Drig. And so this is, you know, free software. You get what you pay for. So in this case, we got software that hadn't been updated since 2007. But it worked for the most part, and it gave us something new on the website, and I think it was the right choice, and it was definitely, it made the site more interactive, and it's been great for us because one of the reasons that it kind of inspired that was that, you know, we were getting all these emails from people, and people would email us the same story because they didn't know that somebody else had already emailed it.
Of course they wouldn't.
So we'd get, you know, 8 different emails on the same news story. So the idea was, well, let's put it all on the website, make it so people can submit things. If you submit something someone's already submitted, it'll check that. It'll see it. It'll say, hey, you know, heads up, this has already been submitted. You just might just want to go and vote on it. And so it's been working fairly well, but because it's old software, it's just not being kept up to date. Things change with other things surrounding it, and that breaks certain connections that the software has, and it's just been a little bit buggy and sometimes kind of frustrating to use, and so we decided to go in a slightly different direction. Keep the social bookmarking aspect of freetalklive.com, which is the primary thing you see on our website, is the votes and the stories that people have submitted. So wanted to keep that, but wanted to make it better, and...
Yeah. Got to have software that's being currently maintained and kept up to date.
Right, and Reddit's doing that. So the benefit of going with Reddit as opposed to some other Drupal-based software that you can vote on things was that Reddit's an incredibly popular website. And so we can tie into their user base. We can have a page, a subreddit on Reddit. We do have that now.
Well, to be fair, we're doing kind of a hybrid. So, I mean, what
kind of?
Because the risk with going with something that's completely outsourced is, okay, what if Reddit goes away? Then we lose all the Free Talk Live data? Well, yep, that would be bad, but that's not what we're doing. So, I mean, we're kind of doing it in a way where even if Reddit were to tank, you know, say a few months from now, would
pretty unlikely. Still it could happen. Right. Yeah. It could happen. But, you know, it's a pretty popular website, so let's hop on board and use Reddit and their system to make our site even more, I guess, popular, because it can kind of be a downer when you go to freetalklive.com and it looks like that story has 3 votes. Really?
Right, right. What is it, 60,000 people use the website on a monthly basis? Is that the unique, I don't know.
I haven't looked in
some
a while,
number
honestly.
Some number like that.
There's a fair
point.
Amount of people. You'd expect more than 3 votes.
Yeah.
So
it's a little disappointing. disappointing. I know the reason is because when I go and I vote on a story at freetalklive.com, it takes 20 seconds. Sometimes it doesn't vote at all.
Yes, it's buggy. And so that's happening now. Go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. You can see the instructions as to how to beta test the Reddit. So if you just go to freetalklive.com, you're still going to see the old system. So you need to go through the beta test instructions. Pizza Guy is back with us in North Dakota. Sorry about that, Pizza Guy. I just had to get that explanation out there. And I know you were telling us about your housing nightmare where a company was trying to run collections on you because they claim that you damaged their forklift, but you say you didn't, and continue with your story.
Yeah. Quick recap on that is that, yeah, they make it on whole cloth, and then they sell it to the debt collection agency, and I'm like, this isn't real, so leave me alone, and tell them I will not pay it. 2 years later, I go to buy a car. I'm starting to come out of this house stuff. I'm doing that housing rehab thing, and it's sitting there on my credit report,
yep,
showing that there's a collection against me for a matter of $300. I call the rental place, and this guy is just first, I can't even get a hold of the owner. I end up going through his financial secretary or whatever, probably his wife or girlfriend or whatever. And she's just impossible to talk to. Finally, I get a hold of him, and he's like, well, she says this, she says that, just full of lies. I talk to the collection agency, and they don't care whether or not it's a legitimate debt. I call the government and ask them what they can do, and the Consumer Protection Agency of North Dakota says, well, I can't give you advice. You should go get a lawyer. Like, that's all they'll tell me. And I call DFI, which is the Department of Financial Institutions, and they say, well, you'll have to file a complaint, and then once the complaint goes through, they'll do the thing, they'll appeal, then you have to take them to small claims court, da-da-da-da-da.
Good Lord, you might as well just pay the $300.
You could dispute,
right?
The charges, too. I mean, that's another thing with the credit agencies.
It's still on my credit report, and that's as long as there's a claimant, like my bank, will not do business with me in an auto loan. I had to take a secondary auto loan for 6.5% instead of 1.97% that I would have gotten on a $7,000 car over the life of the loan. That's going to cost me $900.
But thank you, you've got the government out there to keep you safe from unscrupulous business practices.
Right? Look, the government can't, you know, the market won't be a utopia, but the government can't create it either. It's a lie and a problem.
No doubt.
They certainly,
so,
the market can't do any worse than this.
So before you go, I've just got one quick question for you on a totally yeah, separate note. So with this house, do you own any pets now?
I have a dog. I'm a dog person. And she goes whiz and wee outside because she's a good girl.
Right.
I can't climb up in the crawl space and take a crap. Thanks for the call, Pizza Guy. Appreciate your story.
You,
good luck out there. Bam. 855-450-FREE. And, hey, freedomsphoenix.com, you get the news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. They got great updates on the ideas of liberty and news that's related to it every single day over at freedomsphoenix.com. You can sign up for their daily dispatch as well. We don't have to stop by their website. They'll send it to you. Freedomsphoenix.com. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. So the 3D gun printing thing, it's in the news again. I'll tell you why. Coming up.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on the site. And we give them to you. The archives are there, the bulletin board system, mobile site. Give it all away. So enjoy for free at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI was mentioned in the last two segments ago by the pizza guy. He was having some troubles with some collection agencies, and some of the collections agencies do business differently than other collections agencies. SACL CAI handles situations in the way that they respect your clients. They know that not only do you need to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients too. Chances are good the pizza guy is not going to do business with that rental place anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he feels. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, SACL CAI.
I don't know if it was coincidence or whatever, but we've been talking about the 3D printing thing recently on the show, and it wasn't specifically because of the 3D gun guy, but he's been in the news recently, and now he's in the news again. Of course, he's Cody Wilson is his name. He lives in the Austin, Texas area, and he's been making international headlines because he's come up with a way to 3D print a gun. Now, from what you say, Mark, this is a very limited use gun because
I understand it. Yeah,
you know, it hard plastic isn't the same as metal, so therefore you probably aren't going to be able to fire this too many times accurately. I don't know what happens after how many firings as far as how destructed this thing becomes.
There was a single-use weapon that was distributed in Europe under Nazi occupation by Allied forces just by dropping them out of planes.
Yeah, I heard it blew up in people's hands a lot of times.
Well, it was considered something that you just get up behind somebody with and use.
So are you aware of the fact that the 3D printed gun is named after that gun?
I didn't know that.
I wasn't, but I knew the story.
They're called the Liberator.
Oh, yep, that's what it was called, the Liberator. Yep. It could have been made better, but yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so he absolutely named it after that. And I know, I mean, I've been following the story for a while because I follow the whole 3D printing industry. This gun is better than the Liberator in that it does fire multiple times.
Not many times.
And doesn't blow up in your hands. I don't know how frequently it fails. If you're using the right kind of ammunition, I believe it can fire in perpetuity.
Wow.
If you use ammunition, I believe it can fit some sort of larger ammunition, and that will, in fact, blow it up. So don't use ammunition larger than, you know, whatever it is.
You need to look into it a little further, but at this point we can say it's a limited-use weapon.
I want to say my memory is telling me it's a 308 round, but I don't know that my memory is...
Okay.
Remembering correctly, I don't know enough about firearms. So
tell me about this. I mean, what's the latest development? He's been threatened by the state, the federal government.
So I've got an article that's from Reason Magazine by way of the Bastiat Institute, who says that 3D weapon plans are a big hit. Too big for the State Department, via Forbes. On Thursday, Defense Distributed founder Cody Wilson received a letter from the State Department Office of Defense Trade Controls Compliance, demanding that he take down online blueprints for the 3D printable Liberator handgun that his group released on Monday. Along with 9 other 3D printable firearms components hosted on the group's website, defcad.org, while it reviews...
I thought it was Defense Distributed?
There is Defense Distributed, but they also have DefCad, which is another site that they started to distribute. Basically... 3D models that some of these other 3D model libraries won't accept.
I see.
Probably because they don't want to get threatened by the state like this.
Sure, yeah, maybe. Again, it was the Defense Department demanded that be taken down from DefCad.org. While it reviews the files for compliance with export control laws for weapons known as the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, or ITAR. By uploading the weapons files to the internet and then allowing them to be downloaded abroad, the letter implies Wilson's high-tech grunt group may have violated those export controls. Wilson says he will comply.
He should have just read all of the laws first before he went into business. What was he thinking?
Yeah, there's so many laws out there, nobody could possibly know them all. I mean, what's a lawyer's answer to anything? Don't do it.
What is these fools?
Pay me $10,000. Don't do it.
In the federal government here, thinking they can somehow stop this? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Right.
Right. What they've done is they've shut down a company, and you know this one guy can't do anything but distribute what, say, 10 weapons. Well, don't worry. There's another guy out there that'll do it, and he'll get another 10 out there.
Yep, it's kind of amusing. So he says Wilson says he will comply with the order, but he points out that given the nature of the internet, that doesn't mean that it will be taken down off all servers. In fact, it most certainly won't mean that. I'm going to take a pause here to mention the fact that it definitely won't mean that, and I took action earlier today to ensure that that's the case.
What did you do?
I took and found that there was a torrent submitted to the Pirate Bay that contains the files to print this gun. So I made sure to post it to freetalklive.com and then submit the story so that people would vote on it. And
they did.
Get some votes, and they did, and it is now on the front page. So if you go to freetalklive.com,
yep,
if you feel like helping to distribute this, you can go and participate in the BitTorrent for that particular file. And what you can do is you can seed that file.
That's
and,
right.
And it will just help get it distributed even more widely. You
Which
become
I
part
have
of
also done. You said you've done that. I have done that as well. I downloaded the torrent before we started the show, and I've actually just posted the link to the Pirate Bay, the same one that's on the front page of Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. It's also now on our Facebook page, so you can go there as well and download this. And actually, when I was downloading it earlier, I think there was something like 400-something people that were seeding this. So that's a lot of seeds. Now the idea.
Yeah, that's not a lot of seeds actually.
Okay, well maybe I can't see.
I mean,
them
most
all.
Most average TV shows have 40 or 50,000. You know, like
really?
I mean, sometimes 100,000 people. You know, depending on the popularity of the show.
Well, maybe I just can't see them all or something like that. But generally, a lot of the torrents I've seen are a handful of seeds or a few dozen. In this case, this thing has now it has over 1,000 that I can see. The Liberators has over 1,000 people seeding it. There are over 600 people currently downloading it, and that's just this one torrent. Who knows how many other places this thing's being kept?
I mean, this news just got out. I mean, when this news starts to spread, I mean that number's going to go up exponentially, I'm sure.
Right. So cat's out of the bag, government.
And it's not to say that somebody may not use one of these liberators to rob a store, or they may not accidentally shoot themselves with them. That's certainly a possibility. But that's a possibility with every handgun that's out there, and you know, there's nothing you can do about that. The question is can this handgun be used to advance human freedom? Can people who are currently in regimes that can't get weapons in order to free themselves use this weapon to free themselves? That's what the United States government thought the Liberator in Nazi-controlled France could be used for. Why in the world are they standing against it now? Why?
I actually had a very interesting and somewhat terrifying and interesting idea in regards to this particular gun. If you've seen a picture of the gun, which if you go to the site, you can see a picture of this.
It's white and blue.
It's white and blue, and it's very plastic looking. But what's really particularly interesting about that is that I would love to see someone release a 3D printed design of this, a very, very similar design to this gun. It shoots water. Shoots foam darts.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
How would that start to confuse things? Because the difference between real guns and toy guns is that in a lot of cases, toy guns are very clearly, they look like toy guns.
Now they do, but when I was a kid, they didn't.
Well, there was a little bit more of a distinction, but there was a little bit less of a distinction back then, sure, but this is still normally fairly obvious.
I don't know. There were some guns that looked really darn realistic. I mean, I had this little bulldog police revolver that the thing turned around and shot caps.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was as real looking as it could be.
But I mean, this gun, the difference is, to the average person who knows nothing about 3D printing, this gun looks like a plastic toy gun.
Yes, it
looks like a water gun.
Yeah, it does. Is it illegal to take a water gun on an airplane?
I don't know.
I just wonder
if it has water in it, it would be.
Right.
Unless it's under 3 ounces.
Under 3.1 ounces.
All right, so 855, 453. I want to hear more if there's more about the Cody and what is happening to him, because he has taken this down. And, of course, the news media is writing the stories like, oh, the government asked.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see the actual letter to see if they were just asking. 855, 453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because normally the government doesn't just ask. We're coming up.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey.
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, would like to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month to Free Talk Live, and we invest that into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about the perks, the benefits, and it's a big deal for us. Really appreciate everybody who amps the show. amp.freetalklive.com.
BitcoinStore.com is... It's a fascinating new website that allows you to get consumer electronics and other items at lower prices than you're going to be able to find them generally on the internet anywhere, because they've got a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. And they, but the trick to it is you can't buy anything there unless you've got bitcoins. They only accept bitcoins. No U.S. dollars, no euros, no rubles, no nothing. You can only buy with, you can only get the best prices on consumer electronics and other items at BitcoinStore.com by using bitcoins. So go to BitcoinStore.com, take a look at whatever item you're thinking about getting, compare the prices, and then see whether it makes sense for you to get some bitcoins so that you can buy. Another fascinating aspect is you don't even need to give them your name. It's not like buying the credit card. You don't need the shipping address doesn't need to match the billing address or anything like that. If you buy with bitcoins, they've got their money. They'll send it to whatever address you want. So, BitcoinStore.com. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items.
I'm looking here at this document over at betabeat.com. There are a number of different stories about what Johnson has brought in tonight. Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed has been allegedly threatened by the federal government for releasing the Liberator, the plans for the Liberator, this 3D printable gun, and which, by the way, you can get those plans right now on the front page of freetalklive.com, thanks to Johnson, who submitted that article. It's also on our Facebook page, facebook.freetalklive.com. So if you'd like to download those plans for yourself, you can do that. And you can also help seed the plans.
I mean, I feel like it's something, you know, important to have just because I feel like it's going to be a piece of history. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
That's one of those things that's like, you know, just even though it's just information, it's just a file, it's something that's historical.
This letter here that they sent him, this is from the Department of State, the U.S. Department of State Bureau of Political Military Affairs Office of Defense Trade Controls Compliance.
Jeez.
It's a three-page letter, and I'm not going to read the whole thing here, but I wanted to look at the actual wording of this because the media is reporting this in the typical fashion of calling this a request. And usually when the government sends you some sort of official document, it's usually not just requesting things from you. It's usually demanding them. And they do make the statement here that they believe that Defense Distributed may have released ITAR-controlled technical data. ITAR is the, I don't have it right in front of me, but some acronym for government stuff. Oh, International Traffic in Arms Regulations. They believe that Defense Distributed may have released ITAR-controlled technical data without the required prior authorization from the Directorate of Defense Trade Controls, the DDTC, a violation of the ITAR. And then it goes on to talk more about the ITAR.
Now, Defense Distributed went and got some kind of licensing, didn't they?
Yes, they have firearms.
So I wonder if that's how they're getting them on this. If they just created some
file,
plastic, you know, a file for some plastic thing.
Yeah, maybe they submitted to some sort of licensing and made them.
It'd be kind of funny if he submitted the license and made them viable or whatever, or made them liable for this. But what would be interesting is they say, "No, well, okay, take my license."
Well, once you sign something with the license, then you probably, I mean, you know, they've got all kinds of threats in these things that you sign.
Sometimes, though, the worst punishment is the loss of the license.
That's true. It says here that the technical data regulated under the ITAR refers to information required for the design, development, production, manufacture, assembly, operation, repair, testing, maintenance, or modification of defense articles, including blueprints, drawings, photographs, plans, etc. And they say that it is unlawful to export any defense article or technical data. Now, how could posting something on your website be considered exporting?
Well, I would say that the Internet's a different country. Isn't it obvious?
Yeah.
It's almost true. I mean, the Internet is becoming its own world relatively quickly, but that's what they're going to have to argue. And they say may. And I think that this is a really great point.
Right.
This is what the law is. It's an opinion backed by a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they talk about these things, justices give legal opinions. Opinions. That's all they are, but
right.
It's enough to kill over.
The department believes Defense Distributed may not have established the proper jurisdiction of the subject technical data. To resolve this matter officially, we request that Defense Distributed submit commodity jurisdiction determination requests for the following selection of data files available on defcad.org. And then they go down the list, the Liberator pistol, and then they've got several other things here that they apparently have that you can print out, including a front sight, an electronic black powder system. I don't know if this is all printable stuff or just other stuff they've come up with. They say they request that Defense Distributed submit these requests within. So they're requesting that you submit requests in order for them to determine whether or not their regulations apply.
It'd be funny to just say, no, thank you. The files are there if you'd like to look at them.
Right.
Goodbye.
Right. I don't blame anybody for cowering in the face of the federal government and their threats. I mean, they're a scary group of people, and they'll do whatever they want to you. But I agree with you, Johnson. What if, because there's nothing in here that says, there's no specific threat. Like, I've read all the way through to the end of this, and it doesn't say, if you do not comply with this, by X date, then we will do X, Y, or Z. You know, it doesn't say anything. You will be subject to prosecution. It doesn't say anything about that.
Well, frankly, there's no reason for him to have anything up on his website at this point. He's achieved everything he wanted to achieve with this, right?
Yeah, he got it out there, and it's out there, and they're not going to put that cat back in the bag, so to speak. So I question whether or not...
If you ever try to put a cat in a bag, that just doesn't work.
Yeah. I question whether or not this is in any way an actionable letter. It seems like they're trying to get him to submit his products to them for regulatory purposes. And, of course, I'm no lawyer. My interpretation is worth what everybody else's interpretation is, which is nothing. So what else did you want to share about this, Johnson?
I totally have Wilson's impersonation. It says, despite taking down his files, Wilson doesn't want to see the government's attempt to censor the Liberator's blueprints, or he doesn't see the government's attempts to censor the Liberator's blueprints as a defeat. On the contrary, Defense Distributed's radical libertarian and anarchist founder says he's been seeking to highlight exactly this issue, that a 3D printable gun can't be stopped from spreading around the global internet, no matter what legal measurements governments take.
Especially the first 3D printable
gun. Yeah.
You know, if you continue to make these at some point or another, if the government decides one or another is, too dangerous, then they may be able to stifle that one until it's trying to hold on to water.
So he says, this is the conversation I want. Is this a workable regulatory regime? Can there be defense trade control in the area of the internet and 3D printing? And so, you know, there are a couple of interesting things about the Liberator that should be noted. One, because it's entirely plastic, right? Other than the firing pin. The firing pin is metal.
Standard nail.
Yeah, it was just required, yeah, and it's just a standard hardware store nail.
Does it have to be the right one to fit in there, or can you kind of, like, fudge it with a few different types of nails?
I'm sure it's probably going to be fairly the right one.
Okay.
But if the rest of the gun is plastic, you can walk right through a metal detector. That's one of the very interesting things
about
this gun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is the kind of thing that movies had predicted up to this point, these plastic guns.
How difficult is this to put together? Like, obviously, if it were a gun in a case, then it would look more obvious to security, but if it's in a several different pieces, you know, could you get into a location through security and then put this together in a relatively short period of time, or do you need tools? Do you need?
It doesn't look that complicated.
It doesn't look that complicated. I don't know, but I
the springs just seem to fit right into each other. It looks like
a pretty
simple snap type model. Oh. I think I could put it together.
I bet you could.
So, you know, there's that factor is kind of interesting about it. But so in even 3D printing it, I mean, Staples is now selling the Cube 3D printer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could definitely print this with that, couldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
It seems like it would fit.
So, well, I mean, expect you would be making this for the average person, right? So the average person could hook up with a 3D printer in whatever way. There's probably more you have to say about this, so
yeah, sure,
stand by. We'll come back with more. And your thoughts, welcome, about the 3D gun and the founder being threatened over it already. Where will this lead? Well, at this point, it doesn't matter. It's out of his hands. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.